Okay, Bezer Hashem, we're up to Shechita. In fact, the first halacha in Simin Shin Chav Sif Aleph, deals with Xeris Midrabbanan, Mashkin Shezavu, as well as touches on the Isur D'Oraisa of Shechita. So a little bit of Hakdama. The Gemara on Kuf Mem Dal and Kuf Mem He in Shabbos describes that we're going to fear ois developed the sugya aliba de hilchasa, the way we pass in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Gemara over there describes that the iser of shechita has three categories. Number one is the category of zeisim v'anavim, that's iser d'oraisa, to squeeze zeisim v'anavim. Then the Gemara describes tusim v'rimonim, tutim, strawberries and pomegranates, that's an iser d'rabbanan, and then the shar peros, which is mutter. There is a fascinating question, what would one say bizman hazeh? Tusim Rimanim, the Gemara describes, or discusses the Bay Menashe, the Chule, but generally, when it comes to Tusim Rimanim, they're fruits that are generally eaten, but commonly squeezed as well. Let's say throughout numbers, 40% of the time, they're also squeezed. What happens if you have Tropicana oranges, so that they're bred to be squeezed? They're not the oranges that you buy in the store. You might buy Tropicana oranges that are meant to be sold as oranges, but I would imagine that there are oranges that are bred to be squeezed. So what would the halacha be if you squeeze those? That's the derech. So it comes out that it's really machlokes hapoiskim that already goes back to a machlokes rishonim. Rav Nevinzal said to me, and I subsequently found, that the position of the Chazon Ish would be that that's a chiyuv d'oraisa, while he himself claimed that according to many, it would be not be an iser d'oraisa, it would only be an iser d'rabbanan. And it could very well be that this is a machlokis rishonim. The Prima Gadim points out that Rashi says whatever the derech is, if it's a derech to squeeze it all the time, so that's an iser d'oraisa. That's how the Rashi says on the bottom, kuf mem heyam et aleph. However, if you take a look in the Ran seems to say it's more dependent on the Zayin Mashkin. Those seven drinks that are the definition of mashke in Seder Taharos, for example, in regards to making an item mukshar lekabel tuma. So both wine and oil are part of that list. Orange juice is not part of that list. That's called meperos. So the Prima Gadim points out that based on Iran, it's only the Zayin Mashkin that are subject to the issue. So it could be, Rav Nevinzal suggested to me that could be that those Rishonim are arguing, and it turns out that's the Machlokas HaPoskim. Okay, so those are the three categories. That's a nafkamin about Shechita D'Oraisa. And here we're going to have both the categories of Shechita as well as Gzera Midrabanan of Mashkin Shezavu. What's Gzera Mashkin Shezavu? So the Gemara over there also, in the beginning, Perek HaChavis, also tells us that aside from the Iser D'Oraisa of Shechita, which is a Tolda of Dash, which is the Iser of Mefarik, so you also have Gzera Midrabanan, that the juice that has ebbed from the fruits, if it's ebbed out on Shabbos, it's usher to use, because we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze. Once people are going to start using that, they're going to come to squeeze out. So with that, we're ready to start the Shulchan Aruch. Zeisim v'anavim asr l'sachtan. You can't squeeze them. That word usher is confusing. Really, it should be chayiv. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Generally, usher is used for derabbanan. Tzarech iyun, why did the Mechaber say asr l'sachtan? V'im yatzu me'atzman asurim. But if they come out from them, and if they come out from themselves, they're asur. Afilu lo yahamdim ela la'achila. Even if you had gathered them to eat. In other words, it doesn't make a difference why you would gather them. Even if you had gathered them to eat, since the Mishnah Berurah explains, if katan dalet, they're normally squeezed, it's going to be asur. Now, the middle category is different. V'tusim v'rimonim, asur soften, you're not allowed to squeeze them. V'im yotzu me'atzman, imomdim la'achila mutter, imomdim la'mashkim, asur. We mentioned that some pomegranates and some strawberries in those days were squeezed for juice, some not. So then the halacha of the mashkin shezav, the din derabanan, is also going to splinter that if it's omid lachil, it's mutter, if omid lamashka, it's asr, in contrast to the din deraisa. Shar kol peros mutter l'sachtan, and all other peros, one is allowed to squeeze, and certainly one is allowed to derive benefit from that juice. The Ramah continues, "Makom shenog l'schod eiz peros lishos meim amachmat samo tainug dino ketusim rimanim." Those places that have the custom, so those have a din of tusim rimanim. Now here, it's a very shver sugya. I'll just make reference to it. Sifkat and ches. There's a long arichus in the Mishnah Berurah based on a long prima gadim. How do you decide makom shenagu? For example, if you take a look, the Prima Gadim has a chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah has it about 8 lines in. O kasam agan avram, the dafka beinyin shem hayel kol olam peres harber kilu hayyusef nasam. Avalav hachi aminin batla daito. I was looking for actually an earlier line. 4 lines in. If in that place they have the custom to squeeze it, so once it's common to squeeze in one place, so then the halacha is, says the Magen Avram, that's usher to squeeze everywhere, and that's the halacha of ketus and verimonim. But if the custom is just to squeeze due to refuah, so then in such a case there isn't any concern. But this is only in regards to specifically squeezing. But you're allowed to suck on these items. In other words, since it's not the derech bekach, the Mishnah Berurah explains if katan yud. Therefore, they didn't make the gzeira. So these items would be mutter. However, based on the above logic that they didn't make the gzeira, so then it follows the conclusion of the Ramah to be noag l'chomer v'yesh osron limtzotz bepeh me'anovim u'kiyotzim. But anovim, which are the iser d'araisa, so then in such a case, then that would be osir. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it should be no better that the halacha is that one is not allowed to nurse from an animal. Why would someone nurse from an animal? So Gemara Ksubas on Daf Samach Amud Beis says that it was a refuah in those days to nurse from an animal. So that that's a sugi over there. So if there it's going to be us, certainly limtzos zaysim anov, that's daraisa, is going to be usher. However, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude in the end of Sif Katan Yud Beis, "Umistabra da filu b'zeisim anavim ein lahachmir rakishu derech inik levad dahinu shemotzei selsim einim asim latoch piv al misim latoch piv umotzei mashka machlu shagatzam lachutz l'kuliyam derech maichlu." So, bottom line is that you're allowed to suck out a grape if it's inside of your mouth. The only time it's aser would be to put the grape to your lips and then suck it out. But to put it inside, the halacha is that it would be mutter. This halach in regards to the Isser D'Oraisa of squeezing, the poskim discuss in regards to squeezing fruits today onto a food item. That's a halacha mefreshes we'll have later on. I suspect we might miss that night, so let's get that in tonight. The next couple of minutes that we have, the mechaber tells us in Sif Zayin, going from page 289 to 290. Excuse me, not 289 to 290. Page 288 in Sif Dalet. Yeah, mutar lischot and eshkalanam. The reason why I mixed them up is because it's the two shitas of Rabbeinu Chananel. They're connected. Siv Dalet and Siv Zayin are connected. Mechaber says mutar lischot and eshkalanam to keder sheish batavshil kedel sakin ochel. Tavle mashka bala ochel ka ochel dami. Olmein batavshil aser. So we'll spend a lot of time discussing this halacha of squeezing onto a food item. That the halacha is that you're allowed to squeeze onto a food item. However, this heter that you're allowed to squeeze onto a food item, there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Practically, we don't squeeze lemons by itself. That's a discussion why it's usher, because if you take a look in Sif Vav, it says mefurish that you're allowed to squeeze lemons. So why is Bizman Hazeh that different? But the halacha is today we're not allowed to squeeze lemons. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to squeeze onto sugar. The Chazon Ish disagreed. The Chazon Ish said that to squeeze onto sugar should be no different. It's a harama. At the end of the day, you're not allowed to squeeze directly into tea. So if you're going to put the sugar into the tea, the Chazon Ish says that the halacha is that would be usher as well. What's the Nakuda Samachlokas? Rav Neman Sal Shlita explained that Shita of the Chazon Ish might be the Chazon Ish L'Shitasa. Dahainu, Chazon Ish described that the Isser that we start out with is an Isser of anything that the Derech is for you to to squeeze is going to be aser. However, we also mentioned that there's another shita that says that the iser is only to create one of the mashkim. If the iser is to create one of the mashkim, so and we mentioned the aleph nafkamina number one is a zayin mashkin. Only zayin mashkin are going to be aser. But another nafkamina would be as follows, Rav Nevinsel points out. If you squeeze onto sugar, what would be in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim? Now you need to decide whether that lemon, which is now in the sugar, has a din mashka or is a din ochel. So the answer to that question is that it would have a din ochel. It would have a din ochel. Why would it have a din ochel? The reason why it has a din ochel is because the Gemara in Yuma tells us that the tzir of a fish is considered like the fish itself. It has a din ochel like the fish. So if we say that it's a din of the fish itself, so then the halacha is going to be that it's considered an ochel. If it's considered an ochel, so then the Mishnah Berurah is going to say it's going to be mutter because we have Siv Dal that says to squeeze into ochel is mutter. However, the Chazanish, Rav Nevinsel argued, the Chazanish l'shitasai, Chazanish holds what? The Chazanish holds that the Yisr is not dependent on Yitziris HaMashke. But rather, the Chazanish says, what is your goal? Is it normal for you to squeeze it for a drink? And it's going to be aser. So if your whole goal over here also is going to be to put into the tea, it's going to be aser as well. The two parts of the sheet of the Chazanish are connected. In other words, the Chazanish says if the end game, we're not going to define it by the halachic definition of mashke. We're going to define of whether your goal is to create a mashke. If that would be so, then to put it on the sugar is going to be aser. Just like if the goal of that fruit is normally to create a mashke, that's going to be an isa d'oraisa according to the Chazanish. Take a look at Yitzchak Yikari for that.